Okay, let's quiet the room again. So we are back to long talks. The lightning talks are over. And the first one would be on Dynamo. So Peter is from NVIDIA. And actually, the first time I heard the Dynamo talk was a few months ago, also at another AI Plumbers in San Francisco. And actually, very curious to hear what changed, what's new. So please welcome Peter, talking about supercharging LLM serving with Dynamo.
Hello, everyone. So I'm Piotr. I'm a software engineer at NVIDIA, and I mainly contribute to Dynamo, specifically for the disaggregated serving part. And as a part of that, I also contribute to vLLM, which is one of the inference engines that runs under Dynamo. So what is, like, where does Dynamo place? It places basically on top of inference frameworks and inference engines like vLLM, SGLang, and Llama CPP and others. And this is a serving library targeted mainly for large-scale distributed serving, but, like, not exclusively for that. And it's actually a collection of libraries. So there's the main one, Dynamo, but there are a lot of tooling libraries around that. And all of those are open-sourced, and we already have, like, over 200 contributors, and we try. This is maybe not, like, originally in the NVIDIA DNA, but we try our best to be to work in an open-source manner as much as possible. So, like, the ultimate goal of Dynamo is to speed up the inference and allow large-scale inference to run as fast as possible. And this is our main objective. This is taking part from the semi-analysis Inference Max benchmark. So basically, on the x-axis, we have how many tokens per seconds per user we can generate. So this is from the perspective of users, how fast the tokens are generated for you. And then on the y-axis, we have how many overall tokens per seconds are produced by our system. So this is basically how cheap is the inference, right? So we want to be top right. And we have some success in that matter. So maybe I will just quickly preface what was the original motivation to create Dynamo, and it was to allow to create an open-source framework for disaggregated serving. And basically, if someone's not familiar, we have two phases of LLM generation. One would be to compute the context, which is like pre-filling. And then once we computed the context, the prompt, we generate token by token. And those problems are computationally very different problems. One is more compute-bound, the decode is memory-bound. So we want to optimize them separately, so we need to separate them first. So that solves some problems, but creates many other problems. One of the problems, for example, is that we create different configuration for prefill and for decode. They can span different number of nodes on the data center. We need to scale them independently. We need to route requests between them, transfer the KV cache between them, and so on and so on. So a lot of work to be done to actually make it worthwhile. And why is it so hard in practice to have efficient large-scale system? Is, for example, in the benchmark mentioned above, it was running on almost 300 GPUs. So we need to be able to route between all of those. We need to transfer KV cache between all of those. And the throughput on the front end, on the routers, and so on must be really high, right? And also, since the models are spanning sometimes 2 nodes, sometimes 8, 16 nodes for a single inference engine, the fault tolerance also becomes quite a big of a problem. We don't want one engine failure to compromise our system. And then another one is that in practice, the load changes over time, right? So that's why, like, the good model is not enough to have a successful product, successful deployment. You also need a good system built around it, so it can, in fact, serve fast inference, but also cheap. So these are the technologies that Dynamo uses. So going from the top, it's mainly designed to be deployed in Kubernetes. Not again, it can be extendable, but this is our main use case. Then we have observability layer. Then we have discovery plane to discover different Dynamo components that also happen mainly in Kubernetes. Then the components must communicate on the communication planes through the communication plane. And then we can run actual inference on the engines. And then we have other tooling in Dynamo like Nixel and KVBM to enable KV cache transfer and other KV cache manipulation and optimizations. So these are main components, and we try to build Dynamo to be as modular as possible. So basically, other than the bottom layer, so discovery plane and communication plane, you could take out any of other components and it will work. And you can also implement your own components, because basically each main component, like prefill, decode, router, frontend, is basically only an async generator with multi-in and single-out generator, right? So that's all. So for example, for inference engine like VLM, you just need a very thin wrapper around the engine, because the engine is async generator already, right? So I will quickly go through the components, so maybe some of them will interest you, some other don't. They could also, some of them, be used like planner or router outside of Dynamo with, for example, LLMD, which is another inference framework mainly developed by Red Hat. So the discovery plane, it's very simple. When we spawn new components, other components must be aware of that, and when some components are scaled down or fails, also other components need to be aware of that, not to route there. And for that we simply use Kubernetes, but also outside of Kubernetes we have SCD implemented as a backend, and for single node or local development we also have simple file system backend as a discovery plane. So not much more there. Communication plane, this is simply a TCP protocol to communicate between workers, between components, for example, the request, the prompt, the response, and so on, right? Also, there's a front end, which is, again, simply OpenAI compatible front end. Again, not much there. I will mention that most of the components are written in, or and the whole of Dynamo is written in Rust, but the public API is maintained in Python. So for example, the specific implementation of workers is done in Python already, right? But everything underneath runs on Rust, for example, for the front end. So first, more sophisticated component would be the router, and basically router's goal is to have as high of a cache hit rate as possible, right? Because for example, you are chatting with your ChatGPT and your first request landed on a specific node, and then you come back 2 minutes later, right? And you want to continue your conversation, so we want to route to the probably to the same node that it has already KV cache from your previous conversation available, and not to route somewhere differently to recompute or have to transfer the context from a different node, right? So that's the goal of the router, and there are actually two main variables that a router act upon. One is the KV indexer that tracks which prefix is available at which node, and also slot manager, which tracks how busy is a worker, right? Because maybe cache is available, but worker is too busy to accept new work, right? So that's what the router does. So it just combines those two variables with some weight, which would be a tunable parameter. But you can also use round robin or random routing, right? And supposedly it works, it enables we've heard from some customers it enables much improvement in time to first token, basically from higher cache hit rate. Then we have the disaggregation itself. So for the disaggregation, we use the Nixle library, which is like part of our ecosystem. And Nixle is just a peer-to-peer communication library. So you probably heard about Nickle, which would be collective communication library from NVIDIA. And Nixle is designed to be a peer-to-peer communication library with, and it's pluggable. So you can write your own plugins to support different, for example, file systems. So we use Nixle to communicate between chip to chip, but also from chip to host memory and from host to storage, local storage or shared network storage, right? So for disaggregation, we mainly use it for chip to chip communication. So that's how our disaggregated flow look like. So first the request goes to the router. Router will pick the best prefill worker to handle that request. Prefill worker will do its thing. It will compute the context, fill the KV cache, and then router will send forward this request to some decode worker, which will allocate locally KV blocks. It will read those KV blocks using Nixle from the prefill worker, and then it will start generating, also inform prefill worker that it can free up the KVs already. So this is something, for example, we've implemented together with Red Hat team in VLM. So we added what's called Nixle connector and some scheduling optimization to the VLM. We've done similar work with SGLang and TRT LLM. Okay, so I already mentioned Nixle. Also on top of Nixle, we've built something called KV block manager. And this is also a tool that can be plugged into VLM or SGLang in form of the KV connector. And its goal to use the hierarchical memory to reduce number of eviction we have to do in the KV cache, right? Because if, for example, you will return in 1 minute, maybe the KV cache will still be there, but if you return to your chat in 5 minutes, maybe there were so many requests from other users in between that there were no space for the KV, so they got thrown away, evicted from the KV cache, and now the system needs to recompute that, and yeah, that's costly, right? Especially for prefill, it's the attention cost is n squared, right, in terms of the input size. So we want to first, instead of evict, move from device memory to host memory, then we want to move to local storage, and then probably to the network storage, right? If the context is long enough and the file system is fast enough, it still makes sense. Sometimes it might take longer to read from the external storage, but you still save a ton on the compute, right? Yeah, so that's what KVBM is designed to do, is to extend the life of your KV cache. And when you use that, you can again see improvement in time to first token because you avoid recomputation, which is both costly and time consuming. Okay, so then we have some tooling loosely connected with Dynamo. That can easily be used outside, like I mentioned before. One is Planner, right? So one of the challenges I mentioned is that the load of the system is changing over time, right? So we can assume there are some peaks, peak usage hours, and we want to scale down prefill decode front ends dynamically, preferably. So that's what the Planner is doing. It can first offline, before you start deployment, given SLAs, propose starting configuration. And for that, we also have this tool called AI Configurator that you can simulate what will be the best configuration without even using the GPU. But given hardware and model, we should be able to roughly estimate the best starting configuration. And then in real time, Planner will scale the decode prefill replicas up and down to satisfy the SLA. And for that, again, we have small Kubernetes enhancement called Grove, and that is used to scale the multi-node deployments easily, right? Because since, for example, our inference engine is using four nodes, we need to scale the group of nodes together, and that's why we also develop this Grove. So for example, maybe you heard from Red Hat, there's leader worker set. This is something similar, maybe more tuned to NVIDIA hardware. So end-to-end user experience would be, they would create some configuration file, they will specify they want to use front-end and decode worker, they will give their Dynamo command that they can specify which model, the parallelization technique, and that will be parsed by Dynamo operator that will enhance that with some inference engine specific arguments, for example, to handle the setting up master, opening master ports, passing master addresses, IP address to workers and so on. And that then will be passed to the Grove operator that will actually create all of the resources and then deploy them to your Kubernetes cluster. AI Perf, simply a small benchmarking library that you can then benchmark your OpenAI endpoint. And then Model Express, this is another very tiny library that we have in our ecosystem that's meant to quickly help quickly load engines and also deload engines, right? So, and that's basically all the components. That's it. Thank you.
Any questions? We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, my question is how much of it is LLM specific versus more generic to be used with action models, VLMs? Is it LLM specific?
No, so like one thing is that Dynamo is really nothing specific at all, so like Dynamo runtime itself, so the interface that you can implement for components that will get discovered by each other, and then on top of that is what we have already implemented, right? So we focused on LLMs but also on multimodal models as well, but there's nothing in Dynamo itself that's specific to LLMs, if that makes sense.
Any more questions? No? Last chance. Thank you. Thank you, brother.